Benson Nature Group. And this article is written by Val Siddiqui of Benson Nature Group. Habitats, how are we helping? In our second virtual meeting, Jody Payton, an ecologist from Wallingford Centre for Ecology and Hydrology, gave a fascinating talk on biodiversity in the UK Overseas Territories, UKOTs. Biodiversity includes all species of animals and plants and the natural systems that support them. It matters because it provides the vital benefits humans get from nature, contributing to the economy as well as to our health and well-being. Islands are fantastic for biodiversity, with a great abundance and variety of plant and animal species, including many found nowhere else. The UKOTs include a number of islands from Cyprus, the Falkland Islands, 6 Caribbean islands, 3 Mid-Atlantic islands, and a cluster of 1,000 islands in the Indian Ocean, as well as Gibraltar and British Antarctic territories. We learned that these territories, encompassing a wide variety of habitats from marine to mangroves, cloud forest to woodlands, account for 90% of the UK's biodiversity. But like everywhere else, they are under threat from changes in land and sea use, climate change, pollution, and invasive species. Invasive species are a particular threat in places with high biodiversity and niche species. This is why scientists from CEH have identified key threats from invasive species in a process known as horizon scanning, and put in place an action plan to keep them out and/or quickly eradicate them before they take hold. It was first used in the UK to keep out the Asian hornet, now found in various parts of mainland Europe. Using an app to inform the authorities of sightings, several instances of this species have been found in the UK, but so far have been quickly eradicated. In our own patch, we've been advising the neighbourhood plan team on how to make the new green spaces in the village brilliant for wildlife. We're excited about what's to come. An area of wildflower meadow, pockets of scrub and trees, and a large area of tussocky grassland. Not only will it be beautiful, if we get it right, it will be a place for nature on all of our doorsteps. Watch this space. And at a time when the sixth mass extinction and catastrophic declines in biodiversity are in the headlines, it is vital that the younger generation learn to love nature and want to protect it. Accordingly, at the beginning of November, Benson's Church of England Primary School invited Benson Nature Group to talk to the children who are learning about the negative and positive impacts of human activity on habitats. BNG team members Imogen, assisted by Tom, ran a virtual session in which they spoke about our local group and how we are looking after local habitats. Sadly, many of the 700 plus small trees planted last year at Warwick Spinney succumbed to the hot, dry weather over the summer. We are in the process of identifying these and plan to replace them with 120 new trees during December. In addition, thanks to members of Wallingford Green Gym volunteering as individuals, tree planting at Bertie West Field is on schedule for a completion by the time you read this. With the COVID lockdown, we were beginning to be concerned, but the Green Gym came up trumps by providing 2 volunteers working 2 metres apart for each of 10 sessions, morning and afternoon, in November. After COVID, we will be looking for more volunteers to help with some of our activities. If you have enjoyed our green spaces during this strange year and are interested in helping out in future, please let Tom Stevenson know. We will be holding our AGM virtually in December this year, but are putting our plans together for our 2021 programme. Undoubtedly, we will be continuing with virtual meetings for the foreseeable future, but we all hope that something nearer normality will return after that.